Coming up on 750 at KMJ, good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
And I guess our top story today is electric cars are now being assembled in the Valley.
Yeah, right here in Hanford. This is kind of a big story in manufacturing. We're talking about the startup luxury electric car maker Faraday Future, who have been around for a while. They have a car called the FF91, and they're hoping that soon it will be competing with Tesla out in the market. They're based in Los Angeles. They've had some financial problems in the past. They had one misfire with establishing a manufacturing home somewhere else before settling on Hanford, the 1 million square foot former tire factory over there. So about a year ago, they announced their plans to come to Hanford to start building cars by the end of this year. Well, they hit a big step in getting their temporary occupancy certificate from the city of Hanford. And they're building their first pre-production prototype of this car, the FF91. And so it's not the first car that they've built, but it's the first car that they built here in Hanford, which is a big step. This is a high-tech operation. These cars are fully connected to the internet. They're really impressive. They go very fast. And the cool thing is the company hopes to eventually have up to 1,300 jobs, 1,300 people working here building these cars right here in the Valley. So they said they want to be here. They want to be producing for the market by the end of this year. So it's founded by this Chinese billionaire, Jia Yuting. And I'm not sure if that's exactly how you pronounce the name, but he was in Hanford last week, glad handing it with local officials. Took a picture with Andy Vidak. That's on the story we have posted on our website. So really exciting stuff. And it's supposed to really have a ripple through the economy when it opens. There's going to be people supplying them, hopefully local businesses getting involved with that. So, and they're sending out these, at this moment, really big experts in manufacturing electric cars in to Hanford, and those people are looking at buying homes here. So it's really positive all around.
Yeah, it's all good news, and that's a nice way to start, Gabe. And we all enjoy eating out, restaurants, Butterfish, very popular, apparently.
Yeah, very popular, popular enough that they've opened their third store here in the Fresno Clovis area. This one is at Palm and Herndon. And, they're one of the original poke restaurants to open, and this is a really hot trend. I mean, there's poke restaurants opening all over the Central Valley, like almost like on a monthly basis, it seems. So they said part of the success has been just educating people on poke bowls, which is like sushi chopped up into a bowl with like rice. It kind of has Japanese Hawaiian sort of fusion. So this new store has about 40 employees. So best of luck to Butterfish and moving that poke.
You like that poke? Have you tried that? I haven't yet.
I do.
Gabe. Do you?
Yeah, it's tasty. If you like sushi, give it a shot. The rice part of it is really good. Gets a little heavy while you're in the middle of it. I've noticed that when I eat it, but it's very tasty.
All right, you're getting a thumbs up from Gabe Dillard there on the pokey. Nice job, man.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Have a great week, Gabe.
You too.
If you want more info on these stories and all stories that involve business here in Fresno and the Valley, you make sure and pick up a copy of the Business Journal.